Episode 1357, What is Trending in Your Drop-Off Line?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Today is Friday. Let's give it a big hallelujah. You made it. Can you believe it? And it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And boy, we've got to talk about drop-offs. Have you ever been in the drop-off line? You've experienced those cutoffs? Well, what is trending in your drop-off line? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you know, mornings can be stressful. I'm sure you know that. You're thinking, when is it not stressful? Rushing to get ready, dropping the children off at school, trying to, you know, stuff down breakfast if you're lucky, you know, throwing lunch bags together. What is trending in your drop-off line? And no, this doesn't refer to how the other mamas are acting when it comes to drop-off etiquette. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? The times where you get cut off in line because a mom is not paying attention and thinks only of herself. Well, that's what you're thinking anyway. It's more about what's happening with you and your child. What is the culture like in your car? I've been through thousands of drop-off lines. 5 children? Yeah, I've driven a few times, to say the least. You get it, right? Well, it's that I see more distracted parents than those tuned in to their children. Being on the phone or staring out the window, even smoking. You know, I don't really care necessarily about the Starbucks coffee and all that fanciness, but the smoking. I was following this vehicle to school to drop off my child. And remember those cars when they used to be the police cars, the Crown Victorias? And they're just like huge boat cars, right? Well, I had this white one in front of me. And you see, when we drop off at our school here, it takes us about 25 minutes on average. Sometimes it can be up to 35 minutes to get to the actual school part where you're going to drop off and let your child out of the car. So we're in line for a very long time. And so I'm behind this woman and I'm just watching kind of how she's driving. And yes, I got to admit, it's confession day, right? So I'm going to admit it. She was frustrating me because she would leave like a car length and a half gap. And I'd be telling my son, I'd be like, oh, you know what? Here she goes again. Can she not keep up with it? We can't move traffic together. People can't get in. Anyway, it's just confusing. Well, we get to the point where it's time to drop off the children. And I wasn't in the quote unquote safe zone. And so I had to wait, but she was. And so her child gets out of the car. And all of a sudden, you just see this huge plume of smoke come out with her child. And her child just looks tired. And looks like the conversation or whatever was happening in the car was not very happy. And then not even an acknowledgement from the child or anything, just walks off, done. And throughout the entire time I was following her, you couldn't see them even interacting. Distracted parents. You know, I've seen children crying for whatever reason. There's even been what appears to be the quick shoves out the door as if there was a fight or some form of disconnect. It all breaks my heart. Some people would say I'm being judgmental. No, I'm merely stating what I see, including how I've acted too, except for the smoking part. Yeah, I haven't ever done that smoking part, and nor will I. That's never a plan. And I don't use that word never very often. But I have been that distracted parent. I could be that distracted parent every single week. But I know it and I'm more aware of it. And I really fight it because I don't want to be that parent. Fair or not, we need to be available for our children when they are with us. And that doesn't always mean at home. When you're in a vehicle, your children become vulnerable as distractions happen around them. With distractions, the barriers are broken down. Magically, they start talking and chiming in about something in their lives. It's really pretty cool. You don't even have to start much of the conversation, and all you know, they're just, and they won't stop talking. And you're like, well, where did this come from? This is where you as a mom needs to pay attention. It's not about if you'll make it on time to meet your girlfriends for coffee. It's not about getting to work on time. It's not about the phone call you need to be available for. It's not about you. It's all about your child. Moms, we are missing the mark when it comes to delighting in our children. And it breaks my heart because our children are suffering. And we think that we're helping them because we're throwing them into every program we can sign them up for. There is no downtime. There are children that are getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and not going to bed until after 10 to 10:30 at night. What are we doing? Yes, this is something that really does bother me. And I used to be that mama that wanted to have my children involved in absolutely everything. And I did for a while. And five children, man, that really has you coming and going. There was no time for me. There was no time for even me and my husband. No wonder sometimes our marriage probably wasn't working out really good because I had to take my children everywhere. Are you delighting in your children? Because our distractions become their detriments. And we are distracted way too much. We are missing our children grow up. We are missing opportunities to listen to their stories. We are shutting down any forms of open communication. The trust is failing. The hope is fleeting. The love, where is it? Where is it? So what is trending in your drop-off line? Because we need to make our children our priority. How can we be the trendy mom for our children? How can we do that? Now, I really want you to think about, am I fulfilling this when it comes to the drop-off line? Am I being there for my son or daughter or my sons and daughters? You may be dropping off two or three. I want you to be real and honest with yourself because, unfortunately, I know for me, even this week, I've caught myself twice on the phone. And it's really great when the person who I'm speaking to is like, oh, wait, you're picking up your child. Okay, gotta go. We hold each other accountable. That's important. And so we, in the conversation, whatever that paragraph would be, if we were writing it out or texting it, we finish it up real quick, and then it's all focused on the child. So how can we be the trendy mom for our children? You gotta fit your children in the nooks and crannies. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Fit your children in the nooks and crannies. This is beyond the time that you spend with them already, like homework, dinner, church, shopping, watching them play, you know, band and you go to their marching presentations or you go to their dance recitals. I'm talking way beyond all of that. What I mean by that is it's the real and raw time where anything goes. It's those little spaces that we tend to check out on life. We go into la-la land. We're kind of dancing in our head, singing our own little musical. It's la-la land. It may be great for us, but it's not great for our children. We need to be able to be there for them in the nooks and crannies. So how can you do that? Number one, ask open-ended questions. Now, don't be pushy. We're tempted to do that, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Yep, I know. Don't do it. I promise you, they hear you. But if you don't inquire, they hear that too. So here are two questions you can ask. One question for the drop-off is this, and this would be before you're letting them off. This would be like on your drive there. Now, I have one child that when I take him to school, he is not the morning talkative person. And so I might get one or two sentences out of him, and that's fine. But when I pick him up, and then I have another one who it doesn't matter in the morning or in the afternoon, it's just talking all the time. So you'll get to know your child's personality. So, you know, when you ask the open-ended questions, don't push it if they don't answer. Or if it's real short, say, okay. So the first one for the drop-off, and this is on your way, or maybe you're waiting for them at the bus, or it's in conversation when you're having breakfast. What can I pray about for you today? Maybe they have a test coming up. I asked my son that, and I said, what do you have today that I can pray about? And he goes, I've got a math test. And I said, okay, what period is it? You see, in my brain, I know kind of where their periods flow in their school time. And our elementary, middle, and high school all start at a different time. So it's real important for me to kind of funnel that. And so I can put it into my brain and lock it in. So I know that, okay, about this time, I need to be praying for my son and lifting him up. And if I know they can receive a text, I may even send a text, hey, praying for you. You're going to do awesome on this test. So that's a great question to ask. What can I pray about for you today? The one for pickup is, hey, how was your day? Or how did your day go? You don't have to try and fill in the blanks. If there's nothing but dead silence, and it seems like an eternity, like when I'm not talking and there's lots of space, you're like, did I lose her? Is the recording wrong? No, it's not wrong. You're just listening. And when you do that and when you're listening, what happens is you begin to see and hear and you can watch and notice what they're doing with their body. Are they interacting? If you ask a question and they kind of, you know, shrug off to one side and they want to like cut you off, watch their body language. It's real important. So those are two questions for drop off and pickup. So after you ask open-ended questions, number two, sit back and listen. We kind of already went into that. Be a part of the conversation being shared with you. So don't make it your agenda. It's about their agenda. It's what they want to talk about. Now, sometimes they get into a conversation and they may be ones who are really good. Like they're the attorneys in the making. They answer only the question and they're not going to give you any more information. Well, when you listen to their answers, you can go ahead and ask questions based on their answers. So if they say, oh, I don't know, Macy and I had a fight. Oh, what did you fight about with Macy? That's all you have to say. Just be quiet. You may or may not get an answer. But I promise you, if you ask the question, they heard you. And that means what? You care. They may not tell you at that moment in time, but that conversation may come about later. You're always leaving yourself open in the nooks and crannies for your children. But it's unfortunate that we fill our days, our nooks and crannies of our days up with what? Social media, a telephone call, 200 or 300 texts. I don't know. How many texts do you send a day? We're always doing something. Sometimes doing something is being engaged in someone's life, and it's the one that's sitting right next to you. So sit back and listen. And finally, number three, create a safe place for honesty with no judgment. I know we want to put on our mama's bear cap and we want to just kind of be there and we want to rescue them all the way. I get it. But there are times we just need to let them air it out. And it's hard. I know. You know I like to talk. And so, man, they start talking. I'm sitting there going, fast forwarding. I've got like 4 or 5 different scenarios going already in my mind. And I'm going, oh, wait, okay. If they say this, I could react this way. If they say this, I could do this. If they do this, okay, wait. Oh, and then there's this too. I've got every scenario happening. But I remind myself, it's a safe space for them. It's their space to talk to me. It's for them to open up to me with honesty. They don't need mama's judgment here. They don't need Mama Bear coming to the rescue. They just need mama's heart willing to listen. This is kind of tough stuff to hear. And we don't talk about it. All we do is talk about the viral drop-off videos, right? From kids being taken to school and the mom is just going off and whatever. And you got 14 some million views or whatever it is. I know. I've seen a few of them. But my thing is, are you making a difference in your child's life? in the nooks and crannies of your day, the space that you fill it up when you're in La La Land. You got to come back down to earth. Your children need you. And you're like, wait a minute, but where's my break? Well, you were gifted a child. And you know what? You'll have your break later. But we have to be available to our children when they're available. And you're like, oh, but that doesn't seem fair. Nope, it's not. Welcome to parenting. Maybe you are not even struggling with parenting, but it's just tough. It's a little rough. And you feel like you just kind of need those sharp edges sanded down a little bit. If that's you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I can't wait to speak with you. We can talk about specifically where you're struggling, your challenges, maybe just some options as to what you're looking at. Maybe you have one child that's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know I need to be there and I don't know how. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you. I promise you a safe place. A safe place just to allow yourself to be heard. Just like we're trying to do with our children, right? Fit your children in those nooks and crannies, those little special places. When you do that, the nooks and crannies are where you find the littlest treasures that steal your heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.